This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
On our Feed Forum Friday, we look at the impact that bacteria can have in milk when feeding calves with Dr. Mike Hutchins, retired dairy extension specialist from the University of Illinois.
Today's Feed Forum is going to talk about clean colostrum. And Bill, our listeners may say, what do you mean clean colostrum? Well, clean colostrum is that colostrum that you feed to your calf that has less than 5,000 colony-forming units per ml. And that sounds like a big number, but really in terms of bacteria, that's a really small number. The other thing about clean milk is, second of all, bacteria will double every 20 minutes. Now, colostrum milk and all milk is a great media for bacteria to grow in, so we really have to try to control the growth of that as far as that goes. And that's important because we have research that says if you have high levels of bacteria in milk, colostrum milk, it reduces the absorption of antibodies, and of course that's the first disease protection for the calf. At a meeting recently in Minnesota, we heard a survey done on 11 Minnesota dairy farms, and these are good dairy farmers, by the way, and of that, 76% of the samples passed the initial catch coming directly from the milk bucket from the cow, so already you can see we got some challenges there. They then looked and checked it at the time of feeding, which could be 2 hours, 4 hours, or a day or two later, depending if it was refrigerated, 68% passed at that time. And so the question is, well, what's happening to this colostrum milk? And certainly it has to be exposed to bacteria in pails, milk equipment, gaskets, plastic tubing, if it's a electronic feeding system, nipple bottles, and places like that. So our listeners should ask, well, what are my strategies? What are my alternatives? Well, the first one that comes to mind, of course, is to pasteurize. And that's the good news. Pasteurization will kill most of these bacteria. However, if it is really heavily contaminated, it can't kill them all. So certainly the load of bacteria becomes a factor. And then, of course, you may pasteurize it, but then something called post-pasteurization contamination can occur as well. Second of all, if you are not pasteurizing or you're going to hold it after pasteurization, you want to really cool it down. And certainly that could include putting it in the refrigerator, and that means it'll come down gradually over a period of time. You could freeze, if it's excess colostrum, you could freeze it, and it'll be good for about a year in frozen states. The key is to freeze it in small containers so it doesn't take too long to thaw it on out. And a thing I picked up on a couple of farms recently was that farmers would take plastic jugs, like milk jugs or water bottles, something like that, put water in and freeze it in the freezer, and then drop them into the pail of the colostrum, and therefore you get the cooling sensation not only from the refrigerator but also from inside the liquid itself. You can also add ascorbic acid, which makes sense. That's basically a bacterial inhibitor, and that's available as well. If you're going to refrigerate it, then it's not like cheese, Bill. It doesn't get better with age. So after 48 hours, you probably should have it utilized. So therefore, you got to date your equipment. Make sure you use the older refrigerated colostrum. Be sure that so you turn it over. And then finally, of course, as everybody would probably pick up on, that's clean equipment. And so here's the trick, though. Ideally, when you're cleaning the equipment, you should do what we call a soapy scrub initially, and that removes the biofilm. Biofilm is kind of a film that goes over the surface, and plastic is notorious for this, Bill, and therefore kind of harbors an area for bacteria to grow. So a soapy scrub, such things as like a detergent like Dawn used on some of our oil commercials that we saw when we had oil spills there, and then follow up that initial scrub with an acid rinse. And of course, that's going to kill the bacteria, and then you rinse it off, and then turn the pails or buckles upside down and let them dry out. And finally, think about this, Bill, gloves. You'd be surprised how many bacteria we have in our hands. We know that in the milking parlor, could be the same thing when feeding colostrum. So the bottom line, Bill, and for our listeners, and that is clean colostrum is a real must on dairy farms. Thanks. Have a great day.
Thank you, Mike, and have a great weekend. That's Dr. Mike Hutchins, retired dairy extension specialist from the University of Illinois.
Cottonseed in your dairy ration could mean more cash in your pocket, because cottonseed's high fat content makes it an excellent source of energy for milk production. Plus, it can increase the butterfat content of the milk your cows produce. Add it up, and it all means better milk in the tank and more money in your bank.
To get the most out of your feed, just add cottonseed.
Feed your bottom line. Order online at wholecottonseed.com.
Coming up on Monday, analyst and editor Matt Gould of the Dairy and Food Market Analyst Newsletter joins us to talk about the markets and the way the weather has been impacting much of the nation, including the Northwest, where the Washington State dairy industry is reeling from recent snowstorms. We'll talk about that on Monday. Also, a reminder, if you want to listen to past programs of Dairy Radio Now, just simply go to dairyradio.com. Have a safe weekend. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.